Hi there. You are listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2. So even today, we are going to debunk some more myths and listen to the podcast till the end to know some very interesting fact. So the first myth which I'm going to decode is, sitting too close to a television is bad for your eyes. It's a very common complaint for many of the Indian parents around. So let's decode it. At most, sitting close to a TV will give you a headache because of eye fatigue. Parents who tell their kids to sit away from television need to understand the dynamics. Kids can actually focus better close than far without straining their eyes. Unlike adults, states the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Sitting too close, however, could indicate nearsightedness. It's a fact that we should not advise children to sit near a television and watch. It can affect your eyes only in the way of radiating blue light from the television screens. But it has also an advantage point that the more close you sit, it's easier to focus, so you won't strain your eyes. The more far you advise your children to sit and watch the television, they take a lot of stress in the eye to focus on the television. So it's very advisable for a parent to make the child to sit in an average distance between the television so that they are not affecting by the blue light as well as they are not straining their eyes for focusing. The next myth which you're gonna decode is, you shouldn't eat ice creams when you have cold. It's a very common stuff too. Okay, let's decode it. Contrary to a popular belief, frozen dairy products do not increase the mucus production or the phlegm that drips down at the back of your throat while you're sick. James M. Sketchberg, MD, states that frozen dairy products can soothe a sore throat and provide calories when you otherwise may not eat. There's one more common belief in among parents that having toothache like also caused by ice creams and the frozen things. No, even in the case of toothache, the coldness actually numbs and soothes the pain and stuff. So even for a sore throat or something, you can have a cold drink or a cold stuff. It doesn't affect you in any way of mucus production or the phlegm production. So the next myth we are gonna discuss is, it's actually not a myth, it's a fact, but some people think it's myth, so it comes in that category. Do ginger and garlic help cold? Because in Chinese medicine and Indian country medicine, you can find people giving ginger and garlic for preventing cold and boosting immunity. Let's answer this question. Yes. The juice from garlic boosts your immune system. It can help your body prevent infection. Fresh ginger root can help you when you are sick by decreasing nausea and diarrhea. Your ginger and garlic may also help you in this COVID-19 days. It boosts your immunity like hell, you know. It's a very good immune booster. So try adding ginger and garlic in every food, every form of food you eat. So it's time for all you to know the bonus fact. It's a common belief, it's a common superstitious belief. The person who's having seizure, like fits, you know, to call in a common name. You may have seen in cinemas and you may have seen from different places, when a person's getting fits, they used to give an iron rod or metal, mostly metal stuffs like keys and keychains and stuff. They used to say it'll stop the seizures, but no, it's false. It's a complete superstitious belief. Actually, fits only stays for 1 or 2, maximum 2 minutes. It automatically gets off within 2 minutes. So, meanwhile, you're gonna grab a metal rod or a metal stuff and give it in the patient's hand, the seizures will stop. So, don't spread this rumors. And that's it for today's podcast. I hope everyone liked it and benefited something. And I hope everyone shares this and listens this regularly so that you can hear many facts, myths and random stuffs of human body. As it is also available in 8 different platforms, please do search, share and support. Thank you for watching the podcast Medical Miracles Season 2.